Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what it was. It must
be basketball season.
Yes.
I watched him play last night.
Dude, he yammed all on Rudy Gobert last night.
Man, they beat the absolute brakes off the Wolves
just
last night.
Yammed on them.
For those that don't know, Karl Anthony Towns had a good game last night. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
If you're new to the program, that's what Karl Anthony Towns sounds like when he dunks. They beat the hell out of the Timberwolves last night, man. 137-114. I caught a little bit like the first quarter and a half of the late game between the Spurs and the Lakers. I don't know if I want to say anybody figured anything out or whatever, but they're just throwing double teams at Wemby when he crosses half court now, and it's worked.
Yeah.
The teams have kind of held him in check the last couple games. They've lost two in a row. They lost to the Lakers last night, and they lost to the Suns, I think.
Why wouldn't
a couple of nights ago. Yeah, just throw double teams at him and see if we can make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, but play him like they played remember how they guard Calvin Johnson? Just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just two right. dudes, y'all just vice him.
If he figures out the two, send a third at
him. Yeah, man. I'm going to do that too, man. But, it looks like Luka's balling.
Yeah, Luka's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He's averaging like 40 points a game. And it's so funny and so dumb when stuff like this happens in sports. It happens in basketball pretty frequently, it seems like. Where it's like a guy's really good, and then he starts to take his off-the-court stuff seriously.
Yes.
And then he takes it to another level.
Yes.
It's like, well, yeah, of course.
I mean, he's
what
great.
You think was going
to
happen?
He's great out of shape. Imagine what he looks like in shape.
He went to the NBA Finals, like, huffing and puffing red-faced.
Exactly.
Now he's out there. I mean, he does. He looks different. You can tell that he went about his offseason very differently, clearly.
Yeah.
It's the smooth 35-13-9 last night, no problem. You see what Russell Westbrook did last night?
Yeah, he's all-time leading rebounder. It's for guards.
And he had another triple-double and a win, 23-16-10. Vintage Russ last night.
They don't know this. They don't know this, but Russ is going for the MVP.
They don't know that. Russ does.
You heard what I said? They don't know that. they don't know that, but yeah, Russ
thought he was going to be the MVP coming off the bench last
year.
Hell yeah.
Russ, you can't, and that's what I love about Russ, is that right there. Russ has no gives up.
No, yeah. Russ's mentality is that he's the same guy that he was 10 years
ago. Yes. Russ don't give a damn.
When he won the MVP.
I shot up three crazy shots to end the game in the fourth quarter. We lost by three, but you know what?
Next time they're going in.
Yep. that's exactly.
Because here's two things I know. He thinks that, and next time they're going up, like, they're going up.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to shy away.
And now he plays for the Kings, so who cares? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you might as well.
Sacramento Kings.
Who else is going to shoot it? You know what I mean? Drew Eubanks? Yeah, right. Give me the ball. I'm getting.
Is he the one with the weird hair?
They all have weird hair, don't they?
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, they're starting five last night. Westbrook, DeRozan, Dennis Schroeder, Neek Clifford, and Drew Eubanks.
Damn.
Wow. That's.
Who's their head coach?
Tough times. I don't know.
Okay. But Rick
Adelman.
Like the beam, baby.
No.
Like the
beam. The beam has been dimmed.
Like the beam. I saw this yesterday, and and I'm not going to say who the guy was, but he just got 100 years knocked off his prison sentence. He murdered somebody, right? And now his release date is set for 2075 instead of his previous release date of 2184.
Huh. What did he do to do that?
He pow-pow somebody. My thing is, like, do you feel...
No. I mean, how did he get 100 off?
I don't know. Would you feel good if you had 100 years off sentence but still don't get out to 2075?
So that's 50 years from now, right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
It looks like he's about 40.
So he might make
it. He might make it.
He was never going to make the other one.
No.
Unless he got
that consciousness.
He got in touch with Brady and started cloning his...
Brady is going...
Organs and stuff.
Brady is going to clone himself.
No, I don't think he's going to clone himself, because that would mean that he didn't live forever.
Right.
He needs to be the one that does
something's
it.
Going to...
No, he's going to clone himself so he can harvest his own organs.
Something. Something. It's going to be something. It's going to be another Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But he's gonna be like, you know, he's going to be like Frankenstein.
Yes.
He's just going to be on the table just growing human organs.
And maybe he could come back and get his woman back.
So many times. Well, that's what he's doing. He's biding his time.
Yeah.
So when Joaquin's older, he can beat
him up.
Whip
his ass.
But, yeah, no, like, you know, Brady, what's he, almost 50 now?
Yeah.
I don't know what one goes bad first, but as soon as, like, he needs a new liver, bang.
Yeah, man.
Clone's got him a liver.
I just see it, dude. I'm sorry, but, yeah.
He's keep that guy in the lab plugged in. Oh, I need a new lung? Awesome. Get that new lung, and it's my own one. Yeah, I don't need a donor.
But that's what I'm saying, dog.
We don't have to make sure it's a match. It's a match. It's me.
What else is coming out of that lab? I'm pretty sure they got some freaky deaky stuff going on in that lab.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes. So there's people like Brady that are obsessed with living forever and health and all that stuff. And then there's, you know, people are going to make sex clones.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all about, and then they're going to charge an arm and a leg for everything. I like that thing. An arm and a leg. But
hopefully you get more than just an arm and a leg.
It's going to get freaky.
Unless you have a very specific fetish.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw a show where a dude married his car. And said they're very intimate.
Huh.
I was like, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah, he married his car. It was looked like a typical guy that when you see him, looks like, yeah.
He was probably driving a 2008 Honda Element, wasn't
he? You never
he?
Know, man.
He was like, me
and my car, we're intimate. I was like, you mean you're intimate in the car?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he was saying they're intimate.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a lot of different like
weirdos.
There's a lot of different weirdos, but there's a lot of different outlets for them now.
Yeah.
Like you can fall in love with AI.
Being weird ain't strange no more.
No, it's never been a better time to be.
No,
weird.
Yeah,
because now you can just hang out solo, get an AI girlfriend, do everything on, and just exist there in the metaverse, and not have to interact with us.
Yeah.
I know.
I ain't mad at him.
I am. Why? Sucks. We shouldn't be allowed. Why? It was good when we were shaming weirdos.
Oh.
Society was better. Now we're run by dorks.
Yeah.
Dork overlords.
Well, you say that Apple, between Apple and Facebook. And
everything. I better be quiet.
Yeah. Eventually they said this. We'll get you back. I know y'all stuffed us in lockers back in the day.
Not anymore.
Damn
now
it.
We're the locker.
Yeah, we are the locker. You been stuffed in a locker before?
No. Oh, you asked me that. This is the second time you've asked
me
that.
That's why this makes
outrageously. Sure. No, I've never been stuffed in a locker.
Never seen anybody?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think
that's just an 80s movies myth.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it happened, but I've never seen. Yeah. I've seen.
Did you guys have full-size lockers? At your high school
in
or
high
middle school?
No.
In high school?
High school, no. It was a top half, bottom half deal.
Like, Saved by the Bell, they'd shove Screech in like the full size.
Yeah,
in middle school, we had full size.
I think in middle school, in our school in Germany, we had full lockers.
Okay, I never had a full locker. Ours was always top or bottom.
You're not fitting anyone in it. No.
You're not fitting anyone in those things. You can barely put the books in there. They're so small.
Yeah, it's true.
You ever share a locker with a girl?
Never shared a locker with anybody.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of share a locker with a girl now.
I mean, yes, you're a woman.
Yeah, my house.
But no, I was like in high school because, like, me and my brother Tobias, we shared.
That's
locker,
what I call.
But
we being married.
We were in different buildings, so that's why we shared lockers. We were in different buildings, so some of my classes were over, some of his classes were there. But yeah, that whole thing when dudes sharing lockers with their girl, I'm like, that's just weird. What do you think?
I guess
like y'all moving in together,
right? That's like the middle school equivalent of
moving in together.
You're really trying to show her,
You want
to
move? You want
to
move in my locker?
Hey, if you want, I'll give you my combination.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Unlocked my heart.
Oh Lord!
Now I'll let you unlock locker.
Let's not do that.
There you go. That's why I was so smooth back in the day.
Unless you're like me, I'm the biggest plagiarizing love letter writer ever. So I done wrote so many love letters off greeting cards.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knows?
But again, that's the problem now, too. They'll just Google it and find out. You get caught out.
But that's the thing about it is, dog, you
got
to
be able to lie back in the day. Can't lie anymore.
No more,
everybody gets fact-checked all the time. That's hurt nobody more than I'm sure many, like, dads and grandpas. But my dad was the number one guy in terms of just making stuff up.
Why wouldn't you want to believe that, though?
I did. It was great.
No, I'm saying
it was so much more fun.
Remember what I said last week when dirt was dirt? And now it's got to be something else?
Right.
You know, remember, like, why can't we just have a simple time when it's fun? Why are they got to be Googled and fact-checked now?
Let me check that.
Dinosaurs really weren't here.
Sometimes you'll say something and you can see somebody pulling their phone up, and I'm like, that person's fact-checking me in real time.
Dude.
Why are you doing that?
But my thing is like, why? Why can't we?
What if I'm wrong? The story was better.
Sometimes it's all about the story.
Yeah, exactly
but
right.
These damn dorks.
See, I'm talented. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it was better when we were allowed. Anyway, this hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mentioned a little bit of the results from last night's games. Some fun games played in the NBA last night. Hawks off to a 4-4 start. They've won a couple in a row now. And Trey's going to be out for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, that's such a,
what it is.
It's such an unfortunate storyline to start this season. A, for the team, with all the new players that were going to take a month or so plus to kind of figure it out and hopefully start playing to their potential. That's all on pause now. Like, you have to add however long Trey's out, start the clock again when he's in there, because, I mean, he's such a specific player. Everything is different when he's in the offense.
Yes.
So all of that starts over when he comes back. The other thing, and, you know, I don't know how much this plays into his urgency to get back. I don't know how much this has anything to do with any of it. But in order to get the Supermax contract that Trey seeks, he needs to be an All-NBA player.
Yes.
And in order to qualify for All-NBA, you have to play 65 games.
Correct.
So that means you can only miss 17 games.
Correct.
And he's already missed how many? Three now?
Yes.
So, I mean,
there's a possibility that he won't get there.
Yeah. Like, he might be out of contention for that. Before New Year, before we even get there. So again, I know there's a lot of other motivators and factors and stuff like that, but you're crazy if you don't think that was a part of the motivation coming into this year for Trey, who wanted a contract.
Yes.
And said he was disappointed that he didn't get one.
Yes.
Okay. The silver lining is, if I ball out and get a third team, second team, first team All-NBA nod, then I can get even more. So that's what you're trying to do, and now that might be off the table too. That's tough.
Yeah, man. I think that's when we talk about, like, how, first of all, the all NBA, the ability to get max money because of voters is still the raggedest crap ever in life.
I agree.
But he's in a position where, like you said, he can up his value.
I also think, like, I don't know, I think the minimum on games when it's a legitimate injury sucks too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because you have guys rushing back.
Yeah.
It's
designed to prevent load management, which is fine.
But that's the thing about it. But if it's a legit injury, like Trey's is, then that's the unfortunate part about it that goes with the whole load management and all those different things, because that's why Adam Silver put this thing in, because one thing players want is they money. And for the most part, the guys who are eligible for Supermax and stuff are the guys who load manage the most.
You know, yeah, exactly.
And so you want to try
seventh guy on the bench doesn't get
load you know
manage.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to get that out of the game, whatever. But I think, you know, if you're Trey, and I don't, you know, from everything I know about Trey, he's a hell of a competitive dude. And he wants to be out there, and if he has an opportunity to – because one thing you don't look at it, and I don't think the Hawks would do this. I would never accuse them of doing it, is them slow playing an injury.
No, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
And so now
I think if anything, he's going to rush back.
And that's where the next thing I was going. And you don't want that to happen, because that can only lead to continuously things messing up.
Then it's a really bad
thing. Then you're hurting the team more than you're helping the team. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. But yeah, it looks like he's going to be out at least the rest of this month.
Yeah, I mean, they said they'd reevaluate
in 4 weeks. What he is as far as his quickness, his ability to go by people. I mean, you got to be whole to do that, because I just talk in football's terms. You can't be small and slow, you know. And he is an explosive offensive juggernaut who uses his quickness and everything to get past people. Well, you got to let yourself heal so you can get that done.
Yeah. The other part of it that's going to be not fun over the next month or so is, I still think they're talented enough to do pretty well, even without Trey in there.
Right.
And that just hasn't really been true over the course of his career. I know there was that stretch a couple years ago where he got hurt at the end of the year and DeJounte was playing point guard and they were like one game over 500, but it was like, I think by the end of the year, they ended two or three games under 500, but they weren't playing well. They weren't a better team. They were a little bit better defensively, and they played very differently offensively, much slower. They're not a better team without him either, but they're a better team than they've been in a long time.
Right.
And I think with him out, with Alexander Walker kind of now in that role in the starting lineup and the depth that they have on the bench and just how well they're going to be able to defend with that five,
mm-hmm.
I still think they can. I still think they can win games.
They can sneak some wins.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm not going to say sneak. They can win some games.
Yeah.
They can win some games.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're above 500 when Trey gets
me
back.
Me either. But that's what I'm saying. I hate to say sneak. They can win some games.
Yeah, no, because your defense
is going to be
or at least
better.
Pretty good.
Your defense is going to be better. Now, the biggest thing is you can't lose somebody else. You can't lose another one of these dudes, man. Jalen Johnson is playing his ass off. But that's what happens the last 2 years when he's playing his ass off. Something goes wrong. You can't lose him. Porzingis, if you got to manage more, you manage it. But those two dudes, Porzingis and him, they gotta stay whole. Gotta stay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and Dyson Daniels continue to do well on the offensive side, too. That helps out a lot.
They're just so frustrating defensively.
Yes.
When that's the five, when it's Nikhil Alexander-Walker with the other starters, like, perimeter defense is really, really good. It's the first time we've said that about this team in a long time. It's nice to see. Offense hadn't been good yet. Hopefully they kind of get that cleaned
up. Work
out
some kinks.
I'm sure they will. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.